There are several different traditions among us that listen to this about the Eucharist, about the Lord's table, about communion. And whatever our idea is about it, Jesus commanded us to observe this ritual. But he commanded us to observe this ritual in faith. Listen to what he said to the people. After he had fed 5,000 from 5 loaves and 2 little fish, the people immediately wanted to make him a king, because here is a man that can feed us and we won't have to earn that ourselves. And he has this bread right there. This is a king for us. But Jesus went off and hid himself from them. And this is what he told them later. It's found in John 6, the 47th verse. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believes on me has everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness, and they're dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eats of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore debated strongly among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? And Jesus said unto them, truly, truly, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoso eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood dwells in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eats me, even he shall live by me. This is a bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eats of this bread shall live forever. These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? And when Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, does this offend you? And if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up to heaven where he was before, it is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. These words I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. You see, Jesus said what he was teaching was a spiritual teaching. It was not cannibalism. It meant that we had to receive the body of Christ in faith that was broken on the cross, that we may have forgiveness of sins. And his blood that was spilled, we receive that. We take it in by faith, believing that the blood of Jesus Christ takes away our sins. But what's the key? He said in verse 64, there are some of you that do not believe. It is that faith that makes the Eucharist effective. It is not the ceremony. It is not the preparation of it. It is not who gives it. It's our faith. And when we have faith in the broken body of Christ and in his shed blood, that we shall live forever, then that bread that we take is truly food, and the juice or the wine that we take is truly drink. For by it we testify that we have eternal life. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the sacrament that Jesus gave us. It's his sacrament, not ours. It's his command that we eat. It is his command that we have faith and believe in him. And we believe in the blood and the body of Jesus. We believe that it is effective. And we receive that spiritually unto ourselves. And we are fed. Our faith and our thankfulness grows. And so does our determination to walk all the way in this life with you, as you walked all the way to the cross for us. In Jesus' name, amen.